Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding one of the conditions for supplication, one of the shurut of dua, one of the conditions for the supplication. One of the conditions which are necessary in order for our supplication to be answered and fulfilled. That condition is knowledge or ma'rifat, as we say in Arabic. A group of people, it's been narrated that a group of people came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, we supplicate, but are not answered. We make supplications, we make dua, we pray to God, we ask Him for things, but we are not answered. The Imam said, it is because you call upon the one whom you do not know. Right, so in this beautiful tradition, if we take a moment to contemplate upon it and ponder over its meanings, we see that the Imam is alluding to one of the conditions which are necessary if we want our prayers to be answered and our requests to be fulfilled. And that is that we should realize and we should have knowledge about the person who we are asking, the person we are speaking to, requesting. And we should have knowledge of God. Knowledge of God is one of the conditions for the fulfillment of our requests and our duas. And this is, in fact, one of those conditions which are necessary for all of our acts of worship for them to be accepted. We should have knowledge about, the person we are worshiping. We should have knowledge of God. Of course, we would like to make the reservation that complete knowledge of God is something impossible. It hasn't been narrated from the Holy Prophet that he said, we have not known you, O God, as you deserve to have been known. Right? So complete knowledge of God's essence is something impossible, but we can have knowledge of His beautiful names and His attributes, His Asma'ul Husna wa Sifatuhul Ulya, His beautiful names and His beautiful attributes. When we have knowledge of this knowledge or this ma'rifat of His names and His attributes, right? It's one of the conditions for the supplication to be requested and to be answered. And this makes sense because let's say that somebody doesn't have knowledge about God, right? And, he thinks that it might come to his mind that, this person I'm praying to, this being I'm praying to, he might not have the ability, to fulfill my request. Or he might not know, how to fulfill my request. But if he has knowledge that the being I'm praying to has, is a being who's omnipotent, omniscient, right? And at the same time, benevolent and generous, when he has awareness of all of these beautiful names and attributes, it's going to bring him closer to God while he's praying to Him. And this closeness and proximity to God, obviously it has an effect on the fulfillment of his request from God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at knowledge as a condition for the answering of supplication. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.